This week is Earth Week, and the U.S. dairy industry is celebrating by highlighting the sustainability efforts of dairy farmers. Jamie Jonker, National Milk Producers Federation Chief Science Officer and Vice President of Sustainability and Scientific Affairs, says the biggest goal for dairy farmers was developed a few years ago to be greenhouse gas neutral or better by 2050.
Back in 2020, the U.S. dairy industry, through our Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, released ambitious goals for 2050, which is quite a long ways away. But those goals are to become greenhouse gas neutral or better, maximize our water recycling, and to maximize how we use the nutrients from the back end of the animal, the cow manure, and other elements that you can do with the waste streams there.
While 2050 seems like a long time from now, Jonker says the roadmap to get there must be built today.
And we're doing that through our Net Zero Initiative, which is a process where we're looking to accelerate the adoption of viable technologies today, help build the research and business case for the next generation of technology and best practices, and to see what we can do to accelerate the process. When we look at our farmstead in the dairy sector, our greenhouse gas emissions come from a variety of places, but two of the biggest sources are the animal themselves and then the manure storage. And so things that we can do in those areas to take technology that's available today to get increased adoption and build out new technology for the future.
Some of the technology is available today, such as digesters.
So for example, on the manure management side, one thing that does very well at helping to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions from manure storage is digesters for the production of electricity or compressed natural gas. That's a proven technology. The issues there today are that they're not economically viable. So this is where we get into some of the policy side, looking at what are the policy signals that can help make these technologies economically viable for farms of smaller sizes. Today, they might be viable on the largest of our dairy farms, but what can we do to drive that technology to become more viable at smaller farms?
In 2009, the dairy industry launched the National Dairy Farm Program, Farmers Ensuring Responsible Management.
One of the pillars that we have in that program is environmental stewardship. We have a model in the program that helps dairy farmers estimate their greenhouse gas emissions and energy use on their dairy farms. It's based off of our life cycle analysis that the industry conducted more than a decade ago. It's really a great way to demonstrate what does the footprint look like today. But in the future, as we look at trying to get to those 2050 goals, we're looking at what's the next generation of our farm environmental stewardship program look like.
He adds dairy farmers are constantly evolving their operations to improve production and environmental impact.
I think sometimes you hear the word environmentalist and some people think that's a bad term. You know, those are activists that want to drive a specific agenda. I'd like to put that on its end and say, no, dairy farmers are amongst the original environmentalists because they've been caring for the landscape that helps feed their animals to provide the milk that goes into the dairy products that people consume. That doesn't mean that we're continuing to do the same things that we did a decade ago or 5 decades ago or a century ago. It's a constant evolution. And so the way that dairy farming looks today will be different from what it looks like in 5 or 10 years from now. They're going to continue to take the opportunities to be stewards of the land while still providing the nutritious benefits of dairy to the U.S. and the world consumer.
Learn more about dairy farmers' commitment to sustainability at nmpf.org. Michael Clements reporting.